The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked with the disciples for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
Lord, your old Amanda had a fever. Her mom takes her to the doctor, and the pediatrician is trying to make her feel good, so he puts it in her mouth and says, "Who's in there? Peanuts?"
Yes.
"No." Then he looks in her ear and says, "Who's in there? Got a luck?" She says, "No." Then she puts the stethoscope to her heart, and he says, "Who's in there, honey?" And Amanda says, "No, Jesus is in there. Bonnie is in my pocket." It says in Galatians that you know, the Holy Spirit dwells in your hearts. And you cry out, "Abba, Father." You know, God gives us the Spirit so that we may know who we are as children of God. And that the Spirit is within us who cries out to the Father. Hallelujah. Abba, Father. Yay! Help us. Help us. It's God's Spirit that dwells in us as in a temple, sisters and brothers. Not on the side of us, not behind us, not just around us, but within us. Dwelling within us. But he can call us our willing cooperation with the promptings of that grace, that sanctifying grace. We have to say yes to that. We have to yield to him. We have to believe it. That God wants to work miracles through us. And we stop at that. But God wants to make us great saints. Each and every one of us. No matter what you've done, no matter what your sin might be, no matter how terrible you think you are, sometimes God can and will, if you allow him, make you into a great saint. But you and I, myself included, we don't really believe that. But that's what the scriptures are trying to teach us. That's why God pours out his Holy Spirit upon us. So that we might know his will. So that we might cooperate with his will. You know, we're so stubborn. We are so stubborn. And we think we know that. Can you imagine if there's less of other than that? Sorry, God, I got it. Joseph, come here. Well, that's what Sarah and Abraham did. All right, you can't have a child from me. Here's Hagar, my slave. Let's do it our way and not God's way. But Jesus wants us to do it his way. And so, you know, he gives us the gifts of the Spirit. Paul talks about the gifts in our second reading today. And when you compete for the God, we know what I'm going to talk about, you know, working of miracles or prophecy or a word of knowledge or speaking in tongues or interpretation of tongues and so forth. But those gifts are very important. When God pours out his Spirit upon us, he gives us the sanctifying gifts, wisdom, knowledge, counsel, understanding, fear of the Lord, courage, fortitude, piety. Help us grow in that sanctifying grace. Help us grow in holiness of life. And through that gift of wisdom, especially, know what's important to make those choices in our life. But he also gives us the charismatic gifts if we choose to accept them, so that we can build up the body, so that we can build up each other. You know, I pray the rosary daily. You know, I'm always, when I pray in my office, I pray the rosary. But I also pray and pray in tongues. You know, the other day I was praying, as a matter of fact, I was thinking, 2 weeks, need to have a bishop in this church. Who should I call? So I think I'm going to call some priests that I know today. I have a list of priests that follow me for a mission. And don't you know at the time, Father Louis McGrathy, God rest his soul, that morning when I get over to the rectory, he gives me a call. He says, it's not like I got to go over a mission in your church. What? I said, Bill, what caused you? He says, I was praying. The name came to my mind so strongly that I felt I had to call you. So, when we open ourselves up, we ask the Lord sometimes for things that we think we've got to cover. But when we ask the Lord instead of putting it first, Lord, what do you want me to do in my life? I want you to be a priest. No, be serious. What do you want me to do in my life? But, those gifts of the Spirit, speaking in tongues, miracles, works, miracles, whatever, are not what holiness consists of. What holiness consists of, and Paul will speak of it later on, and this is what we're reading as well, we're grabbing here this morning. But if we keep reading, he goes into what? The hymn to love. Because that's what we need to grow in. Because we want to participate, and that's what Christ wants us to do, is participate in that love between the Father and the Son. And that love is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the new law. We should govern our hearts. So that's why it's important for us to develop this certain facility. Asking the Blessed Mother for that grace. Well, Holy Mother, help me to be more open to the promptings of the Spirit, to the promptings of sanctifying grace in my life, so that I can help build up other people, maybe bring others back. That's what the disciples did, wasn't it? They were praising God in every language in the world. That's what that passage is all about. They're praising God. They're hearing what people are hearing about the marvelous works of God in their own language. Holy Spirit makes us new creation, sisters and brothers. But that's why we need to repent. We need to think again. We need to turn around. Repentance is not about feeling negative about yourself. It's about becoming that new wineskin so that you can be filled with the new wine of the Holy Spirit. So I was watching television the other day and I was flipping through nothing really worthwhile watching, of course, and I'm like, and I came across one show, Gordon Ramsay, the top chef or whatever, and he's having this competition to see who he's going to back for their restaurant or whatever. And the first guy, he cuts, very competent chef, but he cuts him because he's not willing to own up to his mistake. That's why he got cut. He wasn't willing to have the humility to own up to his mistake. Whatever that was, I didn't see that part of it. But the Lord wants us to have that humility to say, I know I'm not where I should be. Grant me what you can get. Bridge that through the love I receive and the love I need. Make a change in it, because I can't make it. When Pope St. Gregory or Pope St. Basil or one of them wrote, when you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you, he transforms you into himself, into God. We can't do that. But Christ can. In our gospel today, Christ shows his hands and his feet. He shows his wounds. By his wounds we are healed. And it's by those wounds, those glorified wounds, that we receive the sacraments. The sacrament of the sick, the sacrament of the Eucharist, the sacrament of reconciliation. His wounds, the same body that was crucified is now raised and glorified. And your bodies will be raised and glorified as well. Same bodies you have now will be raised and glorified. So he is so generous that he wants to use us and bring it about the redemption of the world. The church is a society of believers. And he uses the church not just for our own personal salvation, but for the transformation of society as a whole. For the conversion of the human race. So that's why he's given us, poured out upon us, the Holy Spirit, that spirit of love, which makes us new creations. If we want, you know, you and I are very subtle, we're very fragile, and we're very afraid. And we have all these wounds, this rejection maybe, this abandonment, or hopelessness, or I'm not adequate, or whatever the lies are that we think about ourselves. And Christ keeps telling us, whispering to us, no, you belong to me. You're mine. I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. My affection for you is constant. It never changes, sisters and brothers. So it's you and I that need to, you know, learn to, I don't want to say measure up, that would be a wrong idea, but allow him to heal us. You know, the commandments are, in a sense, a remedy for the diagnosis. He wants to pour out his spirit upon all of us. He wants us to cooperate with that grace, to know that it's not just about you and me, Jesus, but about us, the world, the salvation of the world. So we need to acknowledge our lack, if you will. Sometimes we need to go to the sacrament of reconciliation. You know, think of that as intensive care. Sometimes you need it. You need that extra touch of the Holy Spirit in us, sisters and brothers. So we should never be afraid of going to the sacrament of reconciliation. Some of us are afraid of going to the doctor, so I can understand the feeling. But I forgot what my ending was, but